granny then. I believe that's Irene.
I know this Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, Johnham Down Store. This is Lum and Abner.
Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, yesterday, Squire Skimp's item concerning Lum's musical accomplishments appeared in the county seat newspaper and caused no small furor when Lum discovered it. As we look in on the little community today, we find Squire Skimp in the Jotham Down Store and Library talking to Abner regard to complications that seem to have arisen in connection with a newspaper article. Listen.
What's that again now, Squire? I don't believe I followed you there. Well, what it is, Abner, is a repercussion from that item about Lum I sent into the county sheet paper. Reba's cousin? No, Abner. You mean Reba Watkins over at Cherry Hill?
No, Abner, what I said was repercussion.
Oh, I don't know them.
Well, according to this letter forwarded to me by the paper, I had the facts of my story wrong, and that constitutes a black mark against my journalistic reputation.
Well, I don't see how they can say the facts is wrong, Squire. In your article, you said Lum sang a solo at the Charity Bazaar, and he sure enough done it. I heard him do it.
Well, that's not the part they're referring to, though, Abner. There seems to be some difference of opinion about whether Lum won that state singing contest at Hot Springs or not.
Well, he won that. He's got the ribbon to prove it.
Well, I know that, Abner, but that's what's so baffling. According to this letter, why, the winner of the contest was some 7-year-old boy named Rollo Purvis.
Well, that must be a mistake. Who wrote that letter, anyway?
Well, I don't know. He just signed himself Music Lover.
Yeah, anybody with a name like that's bound to be wrong, Squire.
Yeah, but the trouble is this, though. He enclosed a clipping from a Hot Springs daily newspaper giving the full results of the contest. And that also lists this Rollo Purvis lad as the winner.
Well, I do know. Doggies must be a misprint. Let me see that clipping. Don't it mention Lum in there at all?
Well, yes, way down at the bottom, Abner.
You see, whereabouts, I don't see him on here at all.
Where's the last paragraph? Here, I'll read it to you. Mr. Lum Edwards of Pine Ridge, Arkansas, walked off with all honors in the humorous song division.
Humorous song division?
That's what it says. Then it goes on to say, Mr. Edwards' imitation of a nervous man attempting to sing on the road to Mandalay convulsed the audience, and the judges unanimously awarded him first prize in this division.
Well, I'll be a polka-dotted possum. Oh, there must be some mistake there, Summer Squire.
Well, that's what I thought too, Abner, but the newspapers generally have things like this correct.
Now, Doggies, wait a minute. Come to think of it, Squire, I don't believe I ever did hear Lum come right out flat-footed now and say that he win, man.
Well, his whole attitude on this thing has been rather peculiar, Abner. You know how strenuously he objected to my sending in that item about him to the paper.
Yeah, he might not beat my head in with a baseball bat when he seen it in the paper, too, I know that.
Well, the thing to do is to make a thorough investigation, get the matter straightened out. I want to square myself with the paper and keep my journalistic reputation intact if I can, Abner.
Yeah, well, that's the thing to do. Excuse me, Squire, while I get the telephone here.
Well, I have to be running along anyway, Abner. When Lum comes in now, you tell him that I want to see him right away.
Yeah, all right. I'll tell him, Squire. He ought to be here pretty quick.
Well, I'll see you later.
Hello, Johnham Down Store and Library. Abner Peabody doing the talking. Oh, yes, Miss E. Strong. No, Mom, we ain't got no lard yet at all.
Good morning, Abner.
Well, I'm sorry. I'll call you when we get some. Yeah, goodbye. Okay, Mom, what are you doing coming in the back door that way?
Oh, I just never wanted to see nobody.
Well, say, I know somebody wants to see you, Squire Skimp. You just missed him. Just went out the front door there.
Squire Skimp?
Yeah.
What does he want to see me about?
Why, it seems there's a paper over in Hot Springs just got things all mixed up.
What are you talking about?
Why, they got it rolled up in there, Mom, to where some little young'un by the name of Rollo somebody win that contest instead of you.
Oh, me.
And the way they got it, why, you win the humor song division or something like that.
Now it comes.
Don't get Lum, if I was you, I'd sit down right now and write a letter to that paper and tell them they're wrong. Make them apologize to you.
Now, I can't very well do that, Abner.
Well, why can't you? If I was you, I'd sure do it. I know that.
Yeah, but it just so happens that they ain't wrong.
You ought to just tell them I don't. They ain't wrong.
No, they ain't.
Well, now, wait a minute, Lum. You got that ribbon. That shows right there you win first place. I read what it says on there. First prize, it said on the ribbon.
I know it.
Don't say a thing on there about no humor song or nothing like that.
No, it did once, though.
Huh?
See, I cut that part off.
Cut it off?
Yeah, that was printed at the bottom of the ribbon, so I just taken my knife and cut that off.
Well, I do know. And you mean that that's what actually happened? This 7-year-old youngin' win the regular contest, and what you win was a humor song division?
Yeah, that's what happened.
Well, I don't see how that could be, Lum. You sung On the Road to Mandalay, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, that ain't no humor song, is it?
They said the way I sung it, it was.
Huh? Well, how'd you ever get in that division, anyway? Did you tell them that's what you wanted to be in?
No, fact is, I never knowed that's what I was in till the contest was all over.
You never?
No. See, first of all, they had everybody sing once to sort of try out and see if you're good enough to sing in the contest. And so I sung, and I noticed everybody laughed, and so I figured I was sure enough done for. But then they handed me a little card and gave me a number and told me when I was supposed to come back and sing in front of the audience. So then I figured I must have done better than I thought I had.
You thought you was in the regular contest, huh?
Yeah, sure.
Well, couldn't you tell by that card or something that what you was actually in?
Abner, I was just jumpy and nervous all the time I was there. I never hardly knowed what I was doing.
Oh.
Granny, you don't know what a terrible thing that is, having to get up for a whole batch of people and sing a solo all by yourself. Especially when you know you can't sing good in the first place.
Yeah, well, I reckon that would be sort of embarrassing.
Oh, it's terrible.
Well, Lum, I don't see why you're so ashamed of winning that humorous division. You win first prize in it, and that's pretty good, ain't it?
Not when you're trying to sing good, it ain't.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I'd be proud to win first prize in anything, I believe.
Yeah, but you don't understand, Abner. I knowed everybody here was sort of dependent on me to win the regular contest, and I just couldn't come back home and face my friends if they knowed what actually happened there.
Oh, why, they wouldn't have cared, Lum.
Maybe they wouldn't, but somebody would have.
Somebody?
Yeah, you know who. Miss Emmeline.
Oh.
She never paid no attention to me till you got her to thinking I was a great baritone singer and went ahead and got me entered in that state contest, and I could tell she was starting to admire me.
Oh, yeah, she was, yeah. Called up here every day you was gone.
And with all that to go on, I just couldn't come back home a failure.
No.
She's a wonderful little woman, Abner.
Yeah.
She's the reason I cut the bottom off of that ribbon I got and let all you fellas think I'd actually win the whole contest. Huh. Right there's where I made my mistake, too. I ought to know that honesty is the best policy. I oughtn't have told the story.
Well, now, Long, you never once said that you actually win the contest. You never come out and said it.
No, but I just the same as did. I let you fellas see the ribbon and I never tried to straighten you out about it. No, I done wrong, Abner. I've knowed that all along. Grannies, I ought to be bored for the simples.
Well, now, I believe you're taking this too serious.
Grannies, it means that I've lost Miss Emmeline. That ain't serious, nothing is.
Well, how do you know you lost her?
Well, she ain't the kind of a woman that can admire a failure, Abner. It wouldn't have been so bad if I'd have just lost the regular contest, but to win that dadgum humorous thing is just too much. And to make matters worse, what I do but come back home and tell a big story about the whole thing.
Yeah. Well, when you put it that way, why, you don't stack up so good, I'll say that.
Oh, I've ruined my chances with her, sure enough.
Look, Lum, she don't need to ever find out about all this.
Oh, she's bound to sooner or later. I wouldn't want to go on like this, no way. No, she's got to know the truth, and I'm the one's going to tell her.
Well, now wait. Better think this over good first.
I've done thought it over, and I know that's the right thing to do. Tell her the truth and take the consequences. I'll have to try to forget her, I reckon. I know I'll never be able to do that.
Well, let me tell her, Lum. After all, I was the one that sort of got you into this whole mix-up.
No, it was my fault.
much as anybody. I'll call her right now.
Well, now, wait a minute now, Lum. I believe there's some other way we can do this.